Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Our text is taken from the Old Testament book of Ruth, chapter 1, and we will be talking about verse 1 to 19. First of all, I want to give thanks and gratefulness to our pastor, Pastor McLean, whom I knew when I came first to Baltimore in June. And he helped me to show Oxford Village. And he took me around there and also around some of my church members who are always at home. And I was able to get familiar with those shut-ins. And it was all because of Pastor McLean. And I like him for that. My greetings to you, and also from my church, St. James Lutheran Church at Oberly. That is my new church. Now, without much ado, I think we are going to go straight and talk about the homecoming of Naomi and also Ruth, her daughter-in-law. What I want to do this morning is talk to you about suffering. When we suffer, unfortunately, suffering is inevitable in this world that we live in. The problem is that, what do? When we are confronted with suffering, in other words, how do we ideally respond to suffering? We often separate between pain and suffering. Now, while some sicknesses can cause some pain, not all those who may be experiencing pain are also experiencing suffering. Pain can perhaps be defined as a degree of lesser or greater level of discomfort. Pain may be derived from surgery. For example, and to experience relief from such pain, medication may be prescribed and taken on a regular basis. Now, there may be other definitions of suffering and pain. But you may also know that fear, worry, existential anxiety or hopelessness may accompany pain, and this can be regarded as suffering. There is no denying that suffering is also a reaction to pain. Let us consider the case of Naomi and her family. Naomi's husband was Elimelech. In Hebrew, that name means God is my king. Elimelech took his family away from Bethlehem because there was serious famine brought about by drought and also locusts. This means that there was no food in Bethlehem. And the word Bethlehem, as you know, is the house of bread. And there was no bread in that house anymore. So they had to move to Moab. Elimelech did not choose to move, but it was caused by the circumstances that they were going through in order to move. And so they left Judah and then ended up in Moab. Elimelech had two boys. One was Mahalon and the other was Chilion. And for reason that we don't know, Elimelech died. And not long also, his two sons died. And the two sons had actually married Moabite women. Now, these were Gentile women. They were not Jews. And here was Elimelech and his family, who are Jewish, living among the Gentile Moabites. One of the women that was married by the sons of Elimelech is called Orpah, and the other one was Ruth. Now, whether they married before their 10 years living in Moab, or towards the end of the 10 years, we do not know. All that we know is that they were widowed and they didn't have any offspring. They left these widows childless. So this was a very painful time for Naomi and also for the widowed wives of the deceased sons. Their suffering multiplied and they didn't know what the future held. They were definitely worried. Now, without their circle of support and the fact that they were not having any help from anywhere in Moab made the situation even worse. So, as it usually happens, Naomi asked Orpah and Ruth to go back to their villages and to go back to their families and live with them and start new lives altogether. But Orpah agreed to go back to their village to join their family. But Ruth refused to go back. Ruth was fired with keenness and determination. She declared to Naomi, "Do not urge me to leave you or return from following you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Where your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything, but death parts me from you. Naomi could not do anything but allow the determined Ruth to accompany her on her homecoming back to Bethlehem. The family was a long-established family with ancestral heritage, spanning back to generations. They were well known among the Bethlehemites and Ephratites. The family relations eventually extended through Ruth and a man called Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, and ended with a man of Bethlehem called David, one of the greatest kings in Israel. In the annals of Israel history, the faithful Ruth has not only been recorded in history, but she has been legally drafted into Israel's covenant relationship with Yahweh through marriage to Boaz. Now, Naomi was so much determined that nobody in Bethlehem could say anything about her eventual union with Boaz. Boaz became a kinsman redeemer. And what that means is that the land that Naomi sold to Boaz was bought, and Naomi and Ruth was included in that transaction, and she became a wife to Boaz. Now, when you look at the history of Israel, it was through Ruth that King David was born, because of that relationship that started early on in history and then ended with King David now ascending the throne of Israel. That is a very interesting story. But most importantly, we should know that Christ Jesus was a redeemer, because he bought us back with his blood, and Jesus is the rock and redeemer of the lost souls. And in Isaiah 44:6, we read that, "Thus says the Lord, King of Israel, and his redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and the last. Beside me there is no God. With his death on the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ brought us back to himself. He redeemed us by his blood, and we have become his own." Now, we should always remember that what was impossible by the rules of man was changed by God, and Ruth became incorporated into the lineage system of Israel. And you can see it in the Bible in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Her name has been recorded in that genealogy of Jesus Christ. One day he will appear in the clouds of heaven to take his redeemed saints home, where they will live with him in eternity. But for the moment, we will focus our attention to this important homecoming of Naomi and her mother-in-law, and Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.